With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
One of our favorites. From Singapore. Bill loved making that long-distance call to Singapore. 10,000 miles away, Dr. Sebastia Gorka is reveling in all that happened here. He joins us, Dr. Gorka, on the Spring Dance Hot Tubs Hotline on Talk Radio 1210. Dr. Gorka, how is Singapore?
Hot and steamy.
Well, it certainly did look that way during the summit. First of all, you have another book coming out, Why We Fight, coming out in August, right?
Yes, I'm very excited. My second book, I just handed over the manuscript to my publishers the night before I left for Singapore. So it'll be ready in time just to get people all roused up and in fighting spirit for the midterms.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations again. I haven't even written the first one yet, and you're a pretty busy guy. So Why We Fight is not just jihad. This is about a wide battlefield of fronts, right?
Yeah, it's an analysis of all the threats the Republic faces, what we need to do to deal with them, and then interspersed, just to make it a little bit more, you know, fun, interspersed with some stories of great American heroes through the centuries, starting big back with a naval officer from the Barbary Wars that led our first kind of special operation against jihadis 200 years ago, right through Vietnam and right up to an incredible individual who didn't wear a uniform but is an American hero, and that's Whitaker Chambers.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
So it's a combination of, you know, strategic analysis and then just histories of great Americans.
That is a winner. That's always a good way to go. So what's your overall, you're inside this with Sean, the president, and everything else. We see you out there in Singapore. What's your biggest takeaway from Kim Jong-un? I'm not sure if you ever had experience. Almost no one has Dr. Gorka in interacting with him. What's the biggest takeaway you heard through the president and others that you bring to us?
Well, I think, you know, nothing specifically about this man. I mean, it's just an amazing result that we have the potential to end the Korean War, to bring our MIA, the remains of our MIAs back, and then to denuclearize the peninsula. I think the biggest take-home is just how Donald Trump and his team, especially Mike Pompeo, have just changed the way diplomacy is done. I mean, this is a result. This summit alone is something that you would have been proud of at the end of a president's second term in office. This was done just 500 days after the president's inauguration. And then I'll try to remind people that the person who laid the bedrock for this, the person that did the most background preparations, Mike Pompeo, he's only been in office for 6 weeks. So it's stunning. I'm calling this the speed of Trump, and it's just a new way of doing business, and it's about results, and he's getting the results.
Well, you know what? What a sea change, too. I think when mistakes are made, Trump corrects them. I never thought Rex Tillerson, you're inside it more than I never got that. I know Putin and, you know, good relations and all. The guy didn't strike me as the Secretary of State. Pompeo is the type of guy, and I say this with respect to you, that's on your level as far as thought process and geopolitics and all that. I've interviewed him over the years. Always thought he was one of the smartest guys in the room. But practical, what a night and day difference. Can you imagine Tillerson there versus this guy? This wouldn't have happened in the manner that we saw, I don't think.
I don't think it would have happened. Honestly, I really just don't think it would have happened. I watched Rex close up. We were in the Oval Office together debating the disastrous Obama era JCPOA Iran deal. And you know, whenever I saw him, he looked like he was phoning it in. He just didn't care. He was disengaged. I'm not sure why he accepted the position, but I was hosting for a radio show. I think it was maybe Dennis Prager, the day that they confirmed Mike Pompeo. And this is a story that strikes me. So, you know, I got the update from the producer. I have to say, yes, and we now have a new Secretary of State. It's Mike Pompeo. He's been confirmed by the Senate. As soon as I'd said that, the producer handed me another piece of paper telling me, oh, by the way, he's just been sworn in by Justice Alito. And then for the next segment, I had to say, oh, and by the way, he's already on his way to Andrews Air Force Base to fly to the Middle East and to Belgium. Now, that's incredible. Any other administration, I don't care whether it's Republican or Democrat, you never would have seen that. The individual would have been confirmed.
Right.
There would have been a nice cocktail party in Georgetown the same evening. Then maybe the week after, they would have had an official ceremony, in the State Department welcoming him. And then maybe he would have flown to the Middle East, you know, a few months later. Mike Pompeo did that all in the space of about 30 minutes. That's a different way of doing business. And it comes straight from the president.
That is a great insight. Now, let's talk practically. So far, of course, breaking through, doing this, seemingly bonding over some things around it is all good. What's the first practical step that we'll see here? Or have we already seen, in addition to the things you put out, what is happening with the nuclear program? Give us some timelines you think that are reasonable.
Well, I think the first thing first, because it's had such a long gestation period of, 65 years, and so much work has already been done. I think the thing you'll see some, very, very rapid movement on is the MIA issue. We have estimates between 6,000 and 7,000 individuals that we still need information on. I think that could be released by the North Koreans as soon as they want to. When it comes to the weapons programs, we have to have the concrete details of the regime that we want to put in place. And I've said from the get-go, it's got to be American inspectors, full access to civilian as well as military sites, and also snap inspections. None of this garbage we had with the Iran deal where, you tell the government you want to inspect that we're coming, but we'll be there in a month's time, and they get a month to clean up the site and hide anything. So I think those are the kind of details that Mike is already hammering out, Mike Pompeo, and I expect the first, details of what we demand from the North Koreans with regards to that regime to be out there in maybe 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, a parting area for you, too. Now, the president throws stuff out there at times, negotiating or thinking, and it doesn't happen necessarily. But there was some blowback, and I don't know if you got a sense of it in Singapore, when he talked at one point about possibly removing U.S. troops from Korea, something that the Trump base, I think, would support, all these commitments around the world. But it has to be done in a big context of a lot of stuff the North Koreans do, right?
Yeah, and you need to understand where the president's coming from. That's the president's attitude in general to all of our troops. He prefers to have our boys come home. That doesn't mean that any of them are coming home next week. It's just his default setting. He's not
right.
He's not an interventionist. He disagreed with the Iraq war. He always thinks it's better to, bring our boys home. So when that would happen, who knows? That's just his long-term objective. But yes, it would never happen unless the security, the stability of the peninsula has been provided for in other ways. So, people get, wrapped around the axle when he makes these statements, but you've got to put it into context. He's a non-interventionist, and he wants our boys to come back home.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations again on the book, and we'll be in contact for sometime in August. Where did we find Dr. Sebastian Gorka until then?
Well, you can order the book already. You can go
okay.
to Amazon. You can go to Amazon.com, order it, pre-order it. It's Why We Fight. And then my first book is already up there, The Defeating Jihad, which was a bestseller. And then, I'm most active on Twitter and Facebook. So follow me at Seb Gorka. That's SebGorka or Sebastian Gorka on Facebook.
Thanks, Dr. Gorka. Enjoy the steamy weather there.
Thank you, guys. God bless.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.